Safety calls following death on A34. Calls have been made to make the A34 safer following the death of a teenager in a crash. A 19-year-old Ford Fiesta driver fatally struck a parked lorry on a lay-by during the early hours of Saturday, the 25th of October. Circumstances into the boy's death are ongoing with Thames Valley Police, and a cause is not yet known publicly. Matthew Barber, Police and Crime Commissioner for Thames Valley, has urged National Highways to look at how it can make the A34 safer by design. He said, "Any serious or fatal accident on our roads is a concern as road safety impacts all of us. It is too early to judge the specific cause of this particular tragic case in which a young man lost his life. We know that there are regular problems on the A34. In the most serious cases, these can lead to loss of life, but people will be familiar with almost daily delays. I must ask National Highways to explore ways to make the road safer by design." Mr. Barber said road safety forms a key part of his police and crime plan's priorities, which delivers a road safety strategy aiming for better road policing with the work of highway authorities such as National Highways. "As Police and Crime Commissioner, I will continue to work with both Thames Valley Police and our partners to ensure that residents see increased safety across the road network," he added. Notorious for serious incidents, last Saturday's crash was in fact the first fatal crash on the A34 through the Thames Valley area since March 2023, analysis by this newspaper shows. Between 2019 and March of this year, 16 crashes have been reported to the police, which are classed as serious, fatal, or slight injury. Oxfordshire County Council's Transport Cabinet member, Andrew Gant, was asked how he would like to see safety improved along the A34. He said, "The A34 is a highly strategic route for the whole nation and is heavily used by HDVs. There is understandably a long-standing debate about capacity and traffic flow on the road, and we all know the knock-on impact that can be experienced on the local road network. However, this debate cannot happen in isolation from safety considerations."